Gimnasia verbal. Have versus have got. What? Annie, we're going to look now at a point which causes some confusion for Spaniards, okay? And that is the fact that in English, we have two different ways of saying yo tengo.
Mm-hmm.
Podemos decir, I have a phone, or I've got a phone.
All right.
Doesn't make any difference. They're both perfectly correct. In the States, they tend to say I have, or I don't have in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And in the UK, we tend to say I've got. Or I haven't got. Okay? What's the problem? The problem is that have appears in both expressions. The first, como tener, y en el segundo, como haber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Y para complicar aún más las cosas, solo se puede decir have got en el presente.
Mm-hmm.
En cuanto quieras expresarte en pasado, siempre es I had. Okay, let's have a look then. What I want you to do then, Annie, is to translate the following sentence into English, obviously. Not into Swedish yet, just into English. First using I have and then I've got. Muy fácil, ¿no?
Vale.
Tengo dolor de cabeza.
I have a headache.
Or
I've got a headache.
I've got a headache. Muy bien. Él tiene un coche nuevo.
He has a new car.
He has a new car. Or
he's got a new car.
Muy bien. Tienen una hipoteca agobiante.
They have a crippling mortgage.
¿Cómo pronunciamos hipoteca? Mortgage.
Mortgage.
Okay, they have a crippling mortgage. Or
They've got a crippling mortgage.
Muy bien. They have a crippling mortgage or they've got a crippling mortgage. Muy bien. Ella tiene que dar un discurso.
She has to give a speech.
Good. She has to give a speech or
she's got to give a speech.
She's got to give a speech. Perfecto. Mi empresa tiene más de 300 empleados.
My company has over 300 employees.
Good. My company has over 300 employees. Or
my company's got over 300 employees.
Employees. Muy bien. Let's have a look now at some examples in the negative. So I don't have or I haven't got. ¿Vale?
Okay.
No tengo ni idea.
I don't have a clue.
Or
I haven't got a clue.
Good. Él no tiene dinero.
He doesn't have any money.
¿Money o money?
Money.
Entonces,
he doesn't have any money.
Or
he hasn't got any money.
Good. Cambiamos.
No tenemos tiempo.
We don't have time.
Or
we haven't got time.
No tengo que trabajar el lunes que viene.
I don't have to work next Monday.
Or
en estéreo, I haven't got to work next Monday.
Ella no tiene muchas pertenencias.
She doesn't have many belongings.
Or
she hasn't got many belongings. Okay, it's nice and easy. But just remember, as soon as you want to say have got in the past, you always have to say had. Okay?
All right.
I've got a lot of problems. Last week, I had a lot of problems. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bien.